Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong. Passive, passive, passive. He counted wrong.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special September 11th installment of Morning Reload. From high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly ensconced behind the silver cowboy state politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Today is September 11th, what we now call Patriots Day. Today, 22 years ago, 3,000 Americans lost their lives in a terrorist attack that amounted to the largest attack on U.S. soil in our nation's history. It is seconded only by the attack on Pearl Harbor, where 2,403 Americans lost their lives. But it was 22 years ago, and as with all things, as time goes by, our memories fade. Most of the people that are having families right now and getting married weren't even alive when the Twin Towers fell. None of them have those television images seared into their eternal memory like the rest of us do. I now know how my parents feel and how my grandparents felt, knowing that a growing number of their fellow countrymen have no idea what it felt like to listen to the broadcasts about Pearl Harbor or the day that Kennedy was shot.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
And how could we possibly understand? We weren't even alive. Just as it was up to them to explain to us what those events felt like, now it falls to you and I to explain September 11th to a new generation, a generation that now lives in almost a completely different world. The episode I'm going to play for you this morning was first broadcast 1 year ago, last September 10th.
And it seems to me that our goal for this morning should be threefold. To remember who we are, to remember why we're here, and what it is that we should be doing with this amazing gift that God has given us. First, let's just take a moment and remember those 3,000 Americans that gave their lives.
Ready, aim, hoo! Ready, aim, hoo! Ready, aim, hoo!
Thank you.
prayer. That is now what September 11th is all about. Prayer and the hope of the American people. September 11th of 2001 is long since gone. And on that day, as President George W. Bush put it, America was on bended knee. But make no mistake, it is the memory of the thousands of lives that were lost that day and in the years that followed that spur the everlasting resolve of the American heart. From the winter at Valley Forge to victory at Yorktown, from the eternally blood-stained fields of Gettysburg to the surrender and absolution at Appomattox, from the sunken ships of Pearl Harbor to surrender on the USS Missouri, and from the ashes of New York City and 21 years since. It is the resolve of the American people that has burned so brightly. It is September 11th that brings us to our knees, and on September 12th, when God raises us up. It is then the following day where we Americans stand with marble-esque perseverance that always shows the rest of the world that we Americans will not waver in the eternal truth of our American ideals. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that those dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that the government of the people, and by the people, and for the people, shall not perish from this earth. The words of Abraham Lincoln ring truer now than at any time since they were spoken at Gettysburg those 159 years ago. And while today is September 11th, and it may seem that we are once again on our knees, remember that tomorrow is the 12th, and on that day, it is where we gather the strength that is our history. And then on the 13th, we prove once again that those who seek and have sought our end have most assuredly counted wrong. It is for us, the living, rather, that divine providence has brought us to this moment and delivered to us the means to achieve the true aspiration that is America. It is on our knees, on each and every September 11th, that we pray a nation of the people, and by the people, and for the people, shall forever burn as the rising sun of providence that lights the way of our eternal hope. I wrote that 2 years ago on September 11th, and it seems more poignant now than when I had the pen in my hand. The world and our country seem to be in chaos. The things that I laughed at in high school are now becoming policy, and America is weaker than at any point in my lifetime. Those who were our allies seemingly cannot trust us anymore. This nation used to supply the world with food, and now we import more of it than any other country. Far more of it. A country that we fought for 20 years for their freedom is once again living under totalitarianism. Yet all of these problems, everything that seems to be going wrong in our country, must be fixed by us. It is a country of the people and by the people and for the people. And so, if we've mistakenly placed our faith in government, our ruin is not that far away, which should be painfully obvious to everyone right about now. We need to put our faith in its proper place and turn our faces back to God. Let's be honest. The sheer magnitude of the problems that we are contending with can only be fixed with His help. With faith comes hope, and the hope that is America, like that single flame becomes God's pillar of fire, it cannot be extinguished. As Winston Churchill said, Americans will do the right thing after they've exhausted all other options. I hope that we're at the end of exhausting all of the wrong things that we're doing. But I certainly have faith that we, Americans, we'll stand up, get off of our knees, and fix the things that are wrong with our country. Let us highly resolve, with the firm reliance on a protection of divine providence, that we, you and me, will fix the things that have to be fixed, and that we will allow that single flame in the wilderness that we've been so desperately preventing from going out to grow into the pillar of fire, so that it will become, once again, that beacon of freedom that we know we can be.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? On the shore dimly seen through the mists of the deep, where the foe's haughty host in dread silence reposes, what is that which the breeze o'er the towering steep, as it fitfully blows, half conceals, half discloses? Now it catches the gleam of the morning's first beam, in full glory reflected, now shines on the stream. 'Tis the star-spangled banner, shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation. Blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must, when our cause it is just, and this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
from the base of the Bighorns on this September 11th. I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.